This is Urban Cafe Radio on 106.6 FM.
Welcome back to Transition with Jane and now Miss Marvelline Sabata, who is in the studio with us. Thank you so much for being here, Miss Marvelline.
Thank you so much for having me. What an honor and a privilege.
How has the day been for you thus far?
The day has been great. The day has not been stressful. I've woke up with the intention of doing this interview. Mm-hmm. So I feel prepared and I was very excited to come and talk to you.
I was very excited to have you and then even more excited when I met you. I'm like, this is going to be a great day. Today is going
so
to be a
happy.
Great day.
Initially, I was not planning to come into studio, but I wanted the experience mm-hmm. of it. So yes, I'm very happy to be here.
I'm glad you decided on that. So we're talking about your book, yeah. The Modern Man's Guide. Just thinking about it, I'm already excited by everything that the book could bring out. But give us a brief overview of the book.
Oh my gosh, The Modern Man's Guide. Yeah, it's a book for men. It's in the title. I wrote the book for men to give them a fresh perspective, a modern perspective on women. I wrote the book to help men better understand women. It's a great book. It's a manual, if you wish.
Yeah.
It's a guide. It's a tool, a handy tool. Anything that you want to call it that is meant to equip you with skills and know-how of not just understanding women better, but also improving yourself mm-hmm. better. So it has got 9 chapters. And in the chapters, I've really dealt with issues, modern day issues that couples go through. So there's a chapter on communication, how to listen to your partner, communicating better, and for men, what to avoid during serious conversations. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes men clown around and they don't know that, okay, when something is serious, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
Talk to your partner as if it's really a serious issue and then resolve the matter. And then there's a chapter on trust, intimacy, quality time, maturity. A big chapter in this book is jealousy because it's one of the issues that we deal with a lot in this country. So I really went out on the chapter of jealousy. To equip men to deal better with these negative feelings, to handle jealousy better, what to do when a surge of these feelings come up, and who to talk to, and how to deal with it. And then there's a chapter saying sorry the right way, because sometimes we apologize, but our partner just is not taking us seriously, like, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So this chapter was really one of my favorite chapters where I am helping men to apologize the right way. I do want to say that as much as this book is a guide and a tool, it is not a book that I wrote to tell men how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a book that I wrote to tell men how to love a woman. Literally, the main aim of this book is to help men to improve themselves as human beings, as a person, and really to understand women, because I feel that is one thing that men lack, the understanding of women, and not by a fault of their own, but because of just gender dynamics and the way that we are brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really my full intention of bringing this book about.
I think that's really important, that it's not just for the benefit of the women in the relationship, but just to improve emotional intelligence in general.
Oh,
in a man.
It's, absolutely.
It's a really good idea. So you said that the book is directed to men. What are some of the common uncertainties that men face when exploring relationships with women?
So some of the common uncertainties that men face, I would say the biggest one really is to be vulnerable. Because when you are born in your house as a man, you are taught, like, you are a boy, you can't cry.
Mm-hmm.
You are taught men must be strong. Basically, everything that you are taught is not to show emotion. And with these shifting dynamics that I mentioned to you, men are now expected to show a more vulnerable side to them, because the world is changing. women are being empowered. Women are empowered. Women come across forcefully. Women are stronger. Women are not as soft and vulnerable as we are known to be. So one of the biggest adjustments I feel that a man must make is to be vulnerable. And they fear it because it goes against everything that they have been taught since the day that they were born. How am I now going to be vulnerable? In fact, one of the men asked me, so do you want to make us sissies? Do you see what I mean?
Ooh, that's a lot.
It's a loaded question. But this is no, that is not what it's about. To be vulnerable is an essential human
It's a need.
You need to be vulnerable to be able to bring out emotions. So that's really one of the things that I saw men really had challenges with. Another was understanding a woman's emotional needs. Because if you were brought up not to be an emotional being, if your partner is crying, your first instinct might not be to ask her even what's wrong, or to give her a hug, or just to be that emotional being, like when your girlfriend cries, like instantly you would go to her and you would hug her and, you know, make her feel safe and okay. Although that is innately in men, it is not their first instinct to try and understand a woman's emotional needs. So these are some of the challenges. Men don't understand. Why is this woman crying? Why is she upset? Why is she reacting this way? What have I done now? You know,
I think that blame shift is intense.
Yeah. And so that's really one of the things that men struggle with. The other is navigating the gender roles. Now, how do you merge this traditional aspect of what a man should be like now with this modern aspect of what a man should be like? And in one of the interviews I had previously, I was really encouraging men that it is important for them to merge the two aspects, the modern and the traditional, because with the changing dynamics, it makes no sense for them to be stuck in that old place where they were still dominant and where they were on top of the ladder and women had to consult with them and ask for their permission. So really, it's difficult for them now to see women in this empowered position. They might not say it. They might not openly verbalize how they feel about it. But definitely, it is something that is affecting them because you're taking my place. Who are you? Why are you saying no to me? Why are you standing up to me? Why are you answering me? I am a man. You're supposed to just be submissive. And these are now the outdated traditional stereotypes that men have been instilled with since birth. So, yes, that's one of the things. And then just the pressure of being a man in this world of today, you know. It's difficult for them, I feel like, because I can't speak for men, honestly. I just wrote the book to help them. But I feel like they're struggling because nobody is anymore paying attention to the issues that men are dealing with. I feel in my mind that they are screaming at us. Like, you're not hearing me. I'm trying to tell you something.
You're not seeing me.
You're not seeing me. You are not listening to me. And they don't verbalize it because they cannot. It's seen as a weakness to express your insecurities and to express your soft side. So if you don't let out negative emotions that are building up inside of you, what happens?
They'll let themselves
out. It explodes in the worst ways possible. And the worst ways possible is what we're seeing in our society today with gender-based violence and emotional abuse and mental illnesses and suicides amongst men are so much higher than with women. So, yes, that's the explosion. So these are all the challenges I feel that men are screaming at us. They're asking us to pay attention. Everything is about women empowerment. Everything is based around what women want, what women need. And yes, there are some initiatives and projects that focus on men, but I feel that the boy child and men are grossly neglected, and it is really something that we should turn our attention to. We just even need to open the paper to see the behavior of our young boys towards girls.
Yeah.
The perceptions. Children don't do what you tell them. They do what they see you doing. So yes, we need to definitely focus our attention on men. We need to turn our discussions back to men, and we need to roll with it fast. My book is the beginning of such a thing, I hope.
Yeah. Now, due to time, let's just fast forward quickly and talk about how you include women in the conversation.
Yeah. I am including women in this conversation because the last chapter of my book is called For the Women, the epilogue for the women. And in this chapter, I'm really encouraging women to not just understand, but internalize that you are a reflection of the person you are dating. Mm. You are a reflection of the person that you are married to. So, women have a tendency of blaming men for so many things, but you need to tap into your self-worth and your self-value, because who you allow to be in your life is a direct reflection of what you think about yourself. So the book is including women in that. It challenges them to look at themselves. It talks about he's not into you and what are the things that looks like he's not into you. It talks about red flags and how we conveniently ignore red flags when it suits us. And at the end of the day, it talks about really self-love. If you love yourself, there's no way that anybody can ever treat you in any way that you don't want to be treated. Mm. It's just impossible. It's a value thing. And in fact, it's a value thing for both men and women in the entire book, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, I think it's strongly based on values. Yes. How did you do research for this book? How did you go out and scope out all this information about this for this book?
Thank you so much for that question. It's an important question, because I would not want people to look at me with funny eyes. Mm-hmm. I am not a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or a relationship expert. So what I had to do was to give context to what I was thinking to write. I had to interview psychologists, I had to interview relationship experts, and I had to interview even men and women, which is also included in the book. So it's really a lot of research that I did, for instance, on jealousy, how men must deal with jealousy. All of those things are not my words. It's really input that I got from experts in the field of relationships. Mm-hmm. And women I interviewed because I wanted to know, actually, what do you want, lady?
Yes.
So I've included that also. It's called What Women Say They Want. Mm. And then, of course, the rest of the book is for the men and input I got from them on what their challenges are.
Yeah, I think they're the main characters of the book.
Yeah, they are the ones. They are the ones that we are focusing on. They're the main characters.
Yeah, just based on your epilogue, it sounds like there might be plans for future books or even related content. So do you have plans for future books?
Oh, absolutely. In my mind, I feel like I still have like 3 good books. And I want to make it like a trilogy, the Modern Woman's Guide or the Modern Mom's Guide to Being a Single Mom, something like that. Mm-hmm. I've always had a soft spot for single mothers. I want to do something for single mothers. I want to do something the reverse of this book for women. And then also, I think for divorced women, I wanted to do something. But I don't know. I'll see. Those two were my top priorities for now.
Anyway. I really do hope that these books come into fruition.
Oh, it's going to happen. I'm going to do it.
And we'll have you right back here on Urban
Thank
Cafe Radio
so
to talk
much.
About it. Now, there's a book launch happening next month, which is...
No, next this week.
This week
on
even.
On the 3rd of April, actually. Yeah.
So can you tell us when, where, everything, the 411 that we need to know?
The 411. And I'm looking at you because I'm... Okay, let me not say my age. okay, the 411 of the book launch is that it's going to be on the 3rd of April at the National Library of Namibia. It's starting at 6 o'clock. The launch is free. One book is $350. Mm-hmm. If you are 10, like 10 group of friends that come together because you want to buy all of your books, I can reduce it to $290.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I've got great speakers. I've got Gamane Garoe Upi, who's a relationship expert. I've got Ricardo Manetti. He is a motivational speaker. I've got Dr. Immaculate Mkhotsi. She's a gender researcher. And I've got James Itana, who is the CEO of Regain Trust. So these are very, very powerful speakers that have really a lot of amazing input that they can give during this launch, at the launch, and it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And it will also really back up your book, that it's not just an opinion or it's not just how you feel,
yeah,
but it's facts. They're based on facts.
It's facts. And you know what? This morning I was thinking that after you read this book, there cannot be a negative effect from it.
Mm.
The only thing that can happen is you will improve or your relationship will improve. One of the two. So why would you not want that for yourself?
Yeah.
It's not a book to tell men. I really must emphasize this. It's not a book to tell men how to be men. Nobody can tell you that. But somebody can tell you how to improve your game, which is what this book is about.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Marbeline. It has been a wonderful conversation. I wish you could talk on and on about it.
I wish we could. Bring the coffee. Let's talk more.
But unfortunately, we have a schedule. So we hope to see you soon. We hope that the book launch goes amazing for you.
Thank you.
And that it just really launches into the hearts of men as well. And really gives transition into every man that might open this book. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that is also it for Transition for the day. You can catch me tomorrow, same time, same place, from 9 a.m. all the way to 12 p.m. right here on Urban Cafe Radio.
This is Urban Cafe Radio, 106.6 FM, Windhoek.